This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we're with Jason Garrett, and we're going to be talking about why you should stop making someone else rich. Awesome. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Hey, Rafe. That's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, I guess first off, I'm a husband and a father, and I've been married over 20 years, and I was born in San Antonio, Texas, but spent a good part of my early life in Orange County, California, around the Laguna Niguel area, and then moved back to Texas or to Austin as a teenager for my dad to start a company. And so a couple of valuable things there were just from a personal perspective, just kind of learning to adapt to new situations. So I did half the high school in California and half here, and just having to adapt to culture and, you know, losing all your long-term friends. And then also just watching my dad actually start a company and all the mechanics along with that. So it was an interesting thing, both from a personal and a professional perspective.
Yeah, so tell us about your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So my company's name is Mighty, and I've been around about 2.5 years. And Mighty is a strategy and design company, and that basically means we create what we call user-centered experiences for software systems and services. And just real quick to unpack that, that could be a banking application that you'd use on your phone for your bank, or a framework for an entire logistics application, maybe for a trucking company, or it could be an actual process designed to optimize like a sales organization's message, you know, via like digging in with the stakeholders and finding out what they're trying to accomplish in the markets. We can help, you know, optimize messages and, you know, buy-in both internally and externally.
Yeah. So the first time me and you talked, I got the impression that working for yourself is an extreme blessing. So why is working for yourself, other than working for someone else, so important to you?
Great question. So I think like all of us, I've seen my dad work for himself. I've seen others. I've worked for some incredible people, and probably like a lot of us, I've worked for some terrible people. And so one of the things I realized is that if you're working for someone else, you can never achieve your own vision because you're always kind of beholden to their vision, which is okay. It just depends upon where you want to go. But specifically, I wanted to be able to set my own culture and just things I believed in, you know, personally, professionally, from a diet perspective, everything from how you position what you do for people to, you know, the tenants of the company. And so I just think that being able to kind of steer your own ship, learn from the great people you work for, you know, work from the less than great people you work for is valuable, but you can't really, you know, steer that ship unless it's your ship. So.
Right. What are some practical tips that you could give us on how to start a business?
Yeah, I think meeting people, actually I'll back up. I think just knowing you can do it is one. And then two, be meeting people face to face. It's really invaluable, especially in a place like in Central Texas, where I'll just speak something in Austin, where you can, you know, go to so many free meetups and accelerators and people that have, you know, started their own companies, want to start their own companies, are looking for advice on how to grow their companies. It's invaluable to talk to those people about like their early challenges and their current challenges. And pretty much everybody will share that with you freely because the entrepreneurial community is really inclusive. And so it's one thing just have a bunch of passion, but you actually got to go out there, in my opinion, and talk to people first and kind of get a sense of, you know, how your idea resonates and maybe some of the challenges. And then, you know, secondly, realize you can do it and just dive in. And then I'll say, too, a book that I really like that I think adds some color to that is a book called Rework, which is by the founders of 37 Signals. And it's just a pretty good book about you can be in business, but kind of here's how you can optimize and how you can think about it. And it's really practical. It doesn't use a lot of the, you know, the business jargon. It's just like a really human book that I think can add color to your conversations with real people.
Yeah. What do you think the true definition of an entrepreneur is?
That is a good question. That is a loaded question as well. I really think it's someone that kind of marches to their own vision holistically and makes it happen. It's pretty black and white. Once you start a company, you realize there's a lot of colors to the black and white. At first, it's just the idea, and you're passionate about it, and I think you need that passion to start and get through it. But then once you get into it, you start realizing that a lot of the problems that you've experienced, or a lot of the good things you've experienced in small and big companies that you work for, you'll experience as well. So it's one thing to start a company. It's another to actually steer it and grow it. So right. Yeah. I'd say that a true entrepreneur can actually start it and steer it and then bring in help as well when they realize that they may have trouble steering it and need some assistance.
That's awesome. Okay, so this is the part of the podcast where I open it up for you to say whatever is on your mind. So go ahead.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks, Rick. I would just further expand what I'm saying. I think that I started a couple companies, but I did it pretty late in life. I didn't start my first company until I was like 37. So I think there's a lot of misconception out there about age and what you can and can't do. I think that you have to believe that you can actually do it. It is true. If you see someone else doing it, you can actually do it. It doesn't mean that you'll automatically be wildly successful, but I think that with the availability of online tools or meetups, like I said, or just being able to kind of look at what people have done, I think that it's easier than ever to really get started. I just think it takes a lot of passion to follow through, you know, in the dark times, which there will be. Like I said before, it's really easy to be fueled on passion, but it's hard to keep going when the initial passion fades and the real work and challenge comes. So I would just say to know that you can do it, and that if you persevere, I think you can be successful. You just have to have an interesting combination of a short-term and a long-term vision and kind of revisit those pretty often to keep going.
That's awesome. Jason, thank you so much for your time, man.
Yeah, no, great. Thanks for having me. It's such a pleasure. You have yourself a wonderful day.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Okay.